This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather is mild across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies and sunshine, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. Haifa has a gentle breeze, a pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just 35 minutes ago that Iran secretly acquired a Chinese surveillance satellite before the war. The satellite has been used to monitor U.S. bases in the Middle East. Also earlier this hour, JNS reports that one person is lightly wounded following a Hezbollah rocket strike on an Arab-Israeli city. The attack involved around 30 rockets fired within 40 minutes. Also this hour, Mariv reveals suspicions of China secretly arming Iran with shoulder-fired missiles. This news comes amid reports of Iran using Chinese satellites for military surveillance. Separately, I-24 News reports that IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco was killed in Lebanon. His death marks the 13th Israeli soldier lost in Lebanon since the start of Operation Roaring Lion. And finally, from earlier today, Forward states that Congress has removed the deadline for Holocaust-looted art claims. This change could lead to more restitution battles. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior 13 noted just minutes ago that Iran is using the ceasefire to repair missile bases attacked during the war. Satellite images confirm debris clearance and site restoration. Mishtal, reflecting on UK foreign policy, criticized the stance of staying out of the conflict, noting how UK security has thwarted Iranian plots on British soil in recent years. Israel Hayom Eng reported earlier today that China provided Iran with satellite access to target US bases. This development adds to the growing concern over China's involvement with Iran. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the use of Chinese surveillance by Iran. Ynet's report indicates that the IRGC monitored U.S. bases in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Bahrain, and Iraq. This development highlights the escalating use of technology in regional conflicts. The implications are significant for regional security dynamics. Turning to the Hezbollah strike, JNS describes a heavy barrage of rockets in Israel's north. It underscores the ongoing volatility and threat facing communities near the border. This attack highlights the continued tension in the region. Meanwhile, Mariv's report on Chinese arms to Iran suggests a deepening military relationship. The suspicion of shoulder-fired missiles transfers raises concerns about Iran's growing arsenal. This development could shift regional power balances. Separately, the loss of IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco, reported by I-24 News, is a somber reminder of the human cost of military operations. His sacrifice is part of the broader operation in Lebanon, reflecting ongoing military engagements. Finally, Forward's reporting on Holocaust-looted art claims signifies a new chapter in restitution efforts. The removal of the deadline allows more claims to proceed, potentially leading to justice for families affected by the Holocaust. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that the hamburger family sold Harrel shares for 1.2 billion shekels. The insurance company's share price has increased 240% over the past year. Separately, CTEC highlights a new $50 million exit by Israeli chip veteran Willens. His strategic deal-making continues to defy industry norms. And finally, Walla Business reports a controversy involving May Avivim. They sent an insensitive email to a bereaved family following a tragic loss. This business misstep has sparked public outcry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.